have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Wednesday. Again, May 7th. Already. Already. What the? Why time is going by so fast? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Excuse me. It's a doozy. Why should anything upset you at all? Why? Why should anything upset you at all? That's amazing. Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you're not able to sit and watch the show because you got to go to a protest or you're hiding in the basement away from the Department of Justice the Border Patrol people, or you're setting a Tesla on fire, or you mad at Donald Trump, so you're out, you're part of the Democratic government, and you're out on the sidewalk singing and speaking really loud, you can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you still can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, or you're just making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, whatever. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour today. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. All right, third hour. It's a spiritual battle. I paying attention not only to myself, but to what's happening outside of me, inside the world. And one thing for sure, it's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. And another thing, everybody and they mama, if you're black, but everybody and their mama, if you're white, are fighting. Have you noticed this? All over America and over the world, but I put America first. There's nothing but fights and arguments and emotions and upset. No one has perfect peace except those men and women who are now working on themselves to overcome the fallen state. But have you noticed there is no peace in the world? And yet you look to the world for peace? Everybody in the world look to the world for peace, and they never find it, but they keep looking to the world for peace. They look to education for peace. They look to religion for peace. They look to hating one another for peace. They look to believing in words for peace. And they look to jobs for peace. They can't find it anywhere. And no one is satisfied. Have you ever wondered in your own life, why can't you be satisfied? I can't get no satisfaction. And I try. I can't get no satisfaction. And I try. You can't get any satisfaction. Have you noticed that? It doesn't matter how many times you get married or date or stay single or how much money you have, how many friends you have, where you live, your job, your color, male or female, transgender, whatever you call yourself. You can't get no satisfaction. Think about that. It doesn't matter how many Bible you read or anything. Or how many times you go and lift up holy hands, or you go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus, or you drunk as a bastard, you still can't get no satisfaction. It doesn't matter how popular you are, unpopular you are. It doesn't matter how much revenge you try to get against others and yourself, you have no satisfaction. It doesn't matter how many people around you, how many groups you join because you're afraid to stand alone. You can't get no satisfaction. Have you noticed that? And you're never satisfied. Well, I'm here to tell you, it doesn't have to stay that way. I'm here to tell you, you can have perfect peace in this crazy world. Really? You can have perfect peace in this crazy world. It doesn't matter if you're the president of the United States, Donald Trump and the Anchor Baby are the only ones that have peace on earth because they have that real energy, God's nature. You can have peace right here. But it doesn't matter. Even if you're the first lady of the president of the United States, you're the first lady of the United States because you're married to the president of the United States. You know, I want to show you Michelle Obama. She has no peace. And she was the first lady at one time of the United States of America. I don't know if I ever heard a first lady, ex-first lady, or present first lady complain about not having enough. Big Mama Michelle Obama is the first one I heard. And so my first thought was, is it because she's black? Even when you're black, you want DEI? You want welfare? You want something? Michelle Obama, Big Mama Michelle, the wife to
Barack.
Barack, the fallen Messiah Barack.
Barry.
As First Lady of the United States of America, Big Mama Michelle was still not happy. Talk about DEI, huh? You can't get enough DEI. You can't get enough reparation. You cannot get enough affirmative action. You want more. And even as First Lady of the United States of America, the greatest country on this side of heaven, I hear, she still is not happy. Watch this. Michelle Obama discussed how hard It just is the heart of the black woman in America, even as First Lady. What do y'all think about this, really? Am I the only one? I think I heard this on the Anchor Baby show yesterday, or maybe that thing where this white woman called a little kid the N-word. I know I heard that too. But what do y'all think that Big Mama Michelle was the first lady of the United States of America living in the White House and everything is handed to you? You don't have to cook, wash dishes, wash diapers, dress your own, anything if you want to. And she was still not happy. Michelle, Big Mama Michelle Obama discussed how hard it was to make ends meet. That doesn't sound black. In the White House. And she still tried to make ends meet. Lord, have mercy. It's so hard to make ends meet. I need some more DEI. I need affirmative action. I need reparation. Reparation now, reparation forever. Michelle Obama discussed how hard it is to make ends meet. It was to make ends meet as First Lady living in the White House. Watching from X.
It's expensive to live in the White House. As many people don't know, I mean, much is not covered. You're paying for every food, every bit of food that you eat. You're not paying for housing and the staff in it, but everything, even travel. If you're not traveling with the president, if your kids are coming on a Bright Star, which is the First Lady's plane, we had to pay for their travel to be on the plane. It is an expensive proposition, and you're running for 2 years and not earning an income.
And a little bit more to that. Isn't that amazing? I wonder what she said, the extra food. Was she talking about the extra rib she ate? Maybe we didn't pay for the extra ribs, we just paid for the normal meal. Big Mama Michelle Obama, she black, complaining that she could not make ends meet in the White House. What ends? We were paying for everything, Big Mama. And maybe she shouldn't have had her mama living up in the White House. We were supposed to take care of her mama, too. Mama, 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 can you help me? Mama, mama, can you hear me? Big Mama never satisfied. It's hard to satisfy the black woman in America. And I heard that, I don't know, but it's being reported that the Father Messiah value went up thousands of dollars once he became president. He started to finally worth something as president. Not that he was a good president, but just that his value went up because he's the president. And Big Mama's complaining. I'm being told by Haik of the Haik Report Monday through Friday. He said that Haik remember when Hillary said they were broke or something after Bill's term. Hillary Clinton, we came out of the White House dead broke. That's from Real Clear Politics 2014, that she was in debt. I never heard anybody complain leaving the White House. It was hard. Quiet as a cup. It was hard in the White House. We ain't got no money. What do y'all think about that? I really want to know. Are you saying, oh, yeah, I understand? Or are you saying, what the? And then one other quick story I want to give you here. There's a lot of talk about anti-Semitic. You see them on these college campuses now where the Jewish kids are being attacked by foreigners, the Allahu Akbar people, and then some American people are joining forces with them. I never imagined that. I'm black and slow, so I haven't imagined a lot of things. But I never imagined that one day in America that somehow or another our government would invite or allow our enemies to move into our country. And already knowing that they think of us as the big Satan and Israel as the little Satan, and they make a promise that they would do whatever it takes to destroy us, befriend us, pretend that they want to play with us, or whatever, right? And America will allow these people to come to our country, allow them to go to American universities, and then allow them to hold protests shouting death to America. And you have American citizens, real Americans who were born here, joining forth with the enemy who is shouting death to America and stomping all over the American flag. What kind of thinking is that? Really? How can that happen? How do you join a foreign enemy on your soil who want to destroy you? Our battle is spiritual. And this is, you played this yesterday on your show, right, Nick, about Temple University?
No, actually, no, the Portnoy Cliff.
Portnoy Cliff. You didn't play this yesterday?
No, I haven't. I have not talked about this.
You have not?
Mm-mm.
I heard it on maybe Hagel, maybe Joy Friday. But I first heard it there, I believe. Or maybe I heard it from my producer. I forgot. But it's nothing but hatred in the world. There's no peace on earth because you are in hell on earth and within yourself. Amazing, huh? This is from Philadelphia, Foss, Philadelphia. A Temple University student is suspended, and Boston sport creator Dave Portnoy, I think that's how you say his last name.
Portnoy
is taking action after an anti-Semitic sign was shown at his bar in Philadelphia. That's a lot. This is from ABC News. Portnoy, who is a Jew, who is Jewish, said he was so mad about the incident that he shook for 2 hours. Now, that's angry. You're shaking 2 hours. You know you tick. He said he was making it his life mission to ruin these people, adding that he is coming for your throat. Watch this from X.
Our bar in Philadelphia, Barstool Sampson Street, usually a great bar. You know, bottle service, people buy drinks. You get a sign. There was a sign yesterday that said, the Jews. I've been shaking. I've been so f***ing mad for the last 2 hours. Like, I instantly got on. This is why the emergency press conference is late, because I was so over the top. It's like, I'm going to make it my life f***ing mission to ruin these people. Like, I'm coming to your throat. I'm never ending. And I just sat, and for the last 2 hours, I have been on the trail. Trust me, I've been on the trail. You think I'm going to put up with this shit at my bar?
Amazing. There is never, ever, never, 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 ever a reason to be angry. Look what anger would do to you. He can deal with that situation without being angry. Talk about needing to do the silent prayer. Somebody needs to tell him to go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. But he is ticked. Amazing, huh? And here's a report from Fox 29 Philadelphia as to what happened. Watch this.
Jennifer, that's right. Police said they are looking into the video that surfaced on social media showing the anti-Semitic sign. Now, Portnoy, who is Jewish, says the two waitresses that made the sign were fired and says he is sending the two that ordered the sign to Auschwitz to Torture concentration camps. He says he is paying for that. Now, I spoke with some leaders in the Jewish community tonight who do tell me they feel that's a good first step.
I've been shaking.
Barstool creator Dave Portnoy taking to his social media furious this afternoon, shortly after this video shared widely on social media showed an anti-Semitic slur on a sign ordered at Barstool Sampson Street in Center City Saturday night. Philadelphia police confirm they are looking into the video.
He was pained by it, and he is pained by it, and he's angered by it, and he would like to find ways to help avoid that from happening in the future, not just in his establishments, but anywhere.
Rabbi David Kushner, a chaplain with the Philadelphia Police Department, says he spoke with Portnoy about the incident, which he calls incredibly concerning, especially just days into Jewish American History Month.
So it took me a long time to understand what that meant. So apparently, you can go to Dave's bar, stool thing, and I still may not have it clearly, so I apologize in advance. But you can walk in and you can sit down and you request your food, and I guess you write what you want said on the food. And so the waiter will take off the little sign there, the request for your food, what you want to say, and they will put it on the food, and then they'll bring it to you.
That's essentially right, yeah.
That is right, huh?
Yeah, it's essentially correct, yeah. From New York Times, they offer, like, customizable letter boards, and it's a service they offered at his bar.
Oh, okay.
When you ordered, like, bottle service and stuff.
Oh, okay. And so the waiter got the workers, right? Look like they should have known better, though. I didn't exactly. Even know Dave was a Jew, to be honest with you. He looked like a white man. Yeah. I didn't know he was a Jew until now, or until my producer told me during the preparation for the show. And so the waiter made it, and the waiter put on the side Jewish stuff or whatever they said, and walking to the table with it. And I guess David saw it. He was like, what the? So I didn't know that you can do that. And so apparently that's what happened. It's Sal, right, Nick?
That's exactly it, yeah.
Okay.
These customizable boards.
Amazing, huh? And here is information on the repercussion for the two waitresses and two students from Fox 29 Philadelphia.
It's really surprising. Like, it feels like such a bad lapse in judgment. Go tell your boss or at least run it by someone. They just went to go do it. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, that's how you lose your job.
In a statement, Temple University said they identified one student believed to have been involved and that they were placed on interim suspension, saying in part, quote, anti-Semitism is abhorrent. It has no place at Temple. The university also added that students found to be involved could face expulsion. In a second video, Portnoy confirmed they fired the two waitresses involved with creating the sign, and for the two involved with ordering it, he says he decided he wanted it to be a teaching moment.
We're going to send these kids to Auschwitz, and they're going to do a tour of the concentration camps in Germany and hopefully learn something, and maybe, like, their lives aren't ruined and they think twice, and more importantly, other people, like, see, it's not just like words you're throwing around.
It's both horrifying and dangerous. It's not just a joke.
Jason Holtzman with the Jewish Federation of Greater Philadelphia is pushing for more education, but commends Portnoy on his response.
There's always a way to come back. There's always a way to return. So I think going to Auschwitz and seeing, you know, one of the lowest points, if not the lowest point in Jewish history is a good first step.
Amazing. Going to Auschwitz, whatever they call it, that's not going to change the heart. If you don't change the heart of the person, they're going to remain the same. Seeing an incident is not going to change anything. Yes, you may be like, oh, I feel so bad for them. I feel so bad. But you're still going to do what you do. But that is interesting to me. It's like, oh, hell broke loose. But what I want to know, the waitresses, were they Jewish or white or black or Mexican or something else? wouldn't they have known that this would have happened if they worked for a Jewish establishment and somebody came in and requested that on the food? Look like the worker would have known, I ain't doing this, I'm going to lose my job. So I'm wondering out loud, were the waitresses Jewish or another race? One of the students started a ghost, a give, send, go to fight off Dave Portnoy. Watch this.
Help me defend against Dave Portnoy attacks. And this is the individual here. It says campaign created by Mo Khan. You know, not a very American sounding name.
Sure. Is he Jewish? Look like he may be one
Khan.
Of,
sounds
he,
like.
He look like one of Abba, Abba people.
Kaliman.
So he's raising money?
Correct. And there's some more information here. It's on the description of his campaign. It okay. reads here. Let me pull it up on this side so I can read it. Dave Portnoy and the greater Jewish community are making themselves out to be some kind of victims because of hurt feelings from three words on a bar sign. But I am the real victim. While Dave Portnoy lies about me and viciously attacks me, trying to force me to take a trip abroad to visit death camps as a condition of not destroying my life and the lives of my family members, here's how my real life has been affected, not just my feelings. I got suspended from university, threats of getting me expelled permanently, fired from my job, doxed, death threats, continuous spam calls mentioning killing me, pictures sent to me of children dying, news articles harassing my parents and roommates had to evacuate because of potential unwanted visitors. Those are the claims by Mo Khan on his campaign.
So Mo didn't know that that was going to happen when he went up in that restaurant, bar, whatever it is, and requested that type of thing. He didn't know that the thrill was going to turn out to be like this. All for the thrill of it. Allegedly doing that. I just say that. Doing whatever was supposed to have happened, allegedly. He didn't know that the thrill wasn't going to pay off. He's going to have to deal with some more kind of thrills. If this is true, here's what he said in the description.
Yeah, I
read
that.
Oh, you read that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Amazing. What do y'all think about this whole thing? And do you understand from this, you need, do what you want, but emotions are not good. Emotions are evil. And anyone that is an emotional person, male or female, you're evil. You have no love. You have all hate. Nothing but hate. There's no love in the world. Have you noticed that? There's no love in America. Nobody loved nobody. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. There's no love. Funny how interesting how there's no love in the world. And Christ came that you may have love and that you may love one another. But nobody loved nobody. Family members don't love family members. Husband, wife don't love each other. Children don't love parents. Parents don't love children. Friends don't love friends. Workers don't love. Nobody has love. And the one thing that God is trying to do is create love through you. But no, you hold on to the hateful heart. And God is like, okay, let me change your heart so you can have love. Admit that you have hate. Anger is hatred. Admit it. And then I'll take it away from you and create love. Thus said the Lord. What a mess. I'll take a break. When I come back, your phone calls. Back in a moment. Thank you. check out Pudgy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Pudgy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Pudgy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Pudgy's coffee. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. When will you be free? When will you live a simple, your own life? When will you leave the fake world and enter into the real world from within? When? If not now, when? All this fighting going on, what good, other than giving you a thrill, what good is it doing? It's definitely not making things better at all. But anyway, couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. and James Hake is on fire. At 9, from 9 to 11 a.m. You don't want to miss it. If you have not heard the Hake Report or Joel Friday TV at 11, or the American Anchor Baby at 12, you're missing it. You owe it to yourself to at least check it out. It's going to blow your mind. They're all on fire. Joel Friday, right after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. What manner of man is this? The world obeys him at 12 noon. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise at 11 a.m. I had a very interesting discussion with David Silverman. And David is an atheist activist. It was formerly the president of the nonprofit organization American Atheists. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm an atheist, okay? I live inside reality.
Why are you jealous of religion?
Believers have this peace of mind that I wish I had, man. And you're speaking from a level of supreme ignorance, Jesse.
I'm black and slow.
I'm not answering any more questions until you answer me. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You're lying. Man,
are you in control of your own life? You are going to love this discussion. You're going to love this one. Really. It was so, I did not expect it to go the way it went. David Simmerman this Friday, thefallenstate.tv at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Amazing, huh? And remember, you can become a member now of thefallenstate.tv. They're on YouTube and everywhere. On locals.com, you can support us and everything. Check that out this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And it's Mother's Day this Sunday. I am doing tons of shout-outs for Mother's Day. Personal shout-outs. Congratulations shout-out, encouragement. Hello. Appreciate you shout-out. All kind of shout-out. And Mother's Day, we have a special for Mother's Day shout-out. Everybody and they mama are requesting cameos for mama. So go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for mama shout-out. We have a special going right now. All right. Let me go quickly to Stephen, a first-time call out of Florida. Stephen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Stephen. Go ahead.
Big fan. Been listening to your show for many years. Found out about it.
Stephen, are you on a speakerphone or something?
Yeah, let me try to.
Okay, hold on, buddy. Let Jay, because I'm sure he told you not to, but hold on. And he'll let me know when it's ready. Do not be on speakerphone, folks, or Bluetooth or anything. Gabriel, first time call. Don't hang up, Steve. When you're ready, I'll come back to you. Gabriel, first time call out of California. Gabriel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, it's a pleasure. Good morning, my good sir.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to drop in and shed some light on the whole Barstool situation. I'm 28 years of age and has surpassed the bar living, so to speak. Don't find myself doing that anymore. And I actually went to the Barstool bar back in the day when I was like 21, 22 years of age.
Really?
And I seen what the bottle service was like out in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And just to shed some light on the money that's actually spent out that way, if you pull up their latest bottle service menu, they have two different floors, a lower and a bottom. I'm sorry, an upper and a bottom. Prices range on champagne anywhere between 110 to 1,000 being the most expensive. Vodka is anywhere between 250 to 300. And then obviously everyone loves tequila, especially with Cinco de Mayo just passing.
So let me just ask, so the bar, this bar stool thing, it's a real bar, and in this bar, they sell drinks and food?
Yes, oh, but okay. It's more of like a club, if that makes sense.
Okay. So it's a bar that sells food and drinks, and you can party.
Absolutely.
Okay.
DJs, live music, okay. Dark lights.
Nice.
Things get real intimate real quick around there, Jesse. You'd be surprised.
Okay.
But with that being said, money talks and dogs bark. So with that being said, when it comes time for bottle service, they don't specifically mention those prices online. Those are something you have to explicitly mention to the actual server. So it's been some time since I've been there, but I wouldn't doubt that bottle service is inexpensive. It's probably somewhere in the high 500s to the 800s,
the people are mad about the price of the bill, or were they upset about what was written on the ticket?
No, so if they're as a customer, if you're paying that much money, you can put any message you want on those boards that they bring out that are lit up with the candles, the bright sparklers, the quote-unquote hot girls that are, like, showing off their hot stuff. And it's not typical when you see messages like that, but you can fully customize them. Like, I remember
go into a white bar or a black bar or a Jewish bar and write a hateful, what they call a hateful message on their bar? Wouldn't they expect to be thrown out?
You would think, but given that these people are young and that there's a 20% gratuity on bottle service, money talks, Jesse. So that probably got, you know, blind-eyed real quick towards something like that.
But wouldn't they have expected to get a negative reaction when they requested that on their ticket? And the people that worked there, they would have known better too, right? Oh, they should have.
No, I get your point 100%.
What is my point?
I think your point is that you're getting at that there has to be some ramifications. Like, why isn't anyone thinking about what could possibly happen for doing such a thing? And that's my biggest thing, is that they know that there is consequences to their actions, but the money was so good to them that it didn't matter.
The money was good to who? The bar owner or the workers?
Oh, the workers, because they were the ones ultimately that put up that message and then months ago display that.
But they had to not think much about their money, because they had to know they were going to get fired if they participated in a message like that.
I think it just goes to show that they don't have Christ in their life.
They don't have what?
Christ in their life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What a mess.
You know?
Yeah.
I could have been the hottest woman in the world. I mean, if I was trans, but that's not the point. What I'm getting at is, if I'm doing something like that at an establishment like that, you know it's going to get, you know it's going to make headlines. You know, I don't know if they were doing it for social media.
Maybe that's why they did it, to like try to quote unquote make a name for themselves. Because I noticed that people are doing like some crazy things now, and they are doing it to get attention. Not because it's supposed to be a worthy cause, or they're trying to prove a good point, but it's like all for attention now.
Yeah, everyone's trying to have a hootenanny of a time, and it doesn't work out in the long run.
It doesn't. Thank you, Gabe. I appreciate you, buddy. Steven, let's try. Is Steven ready now? Let's try, Steven. Thank you, Gabe. It's amazing. Steven, first time call out of Florida. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
are you there?
Yes.
Yes. I've been meaning to call you for a long time. Never thought I would. I'm calling you looking for some advice.
Speak right into your phone.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you able to hear me, Jesse?
That's better now. Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes. I'm seeking some advice. I have a lady friend who's dealing with alcoholism.
Okay.
Not so much.
And
is her on the phone now?
Yes.
What's
her
first name?
I'm here.
Elsa.
Okay, so go ahead.
So we were having a conversation this morning, and I trying to explain to her how when she's sober, she seems like a totally different person, and when she's drunk, it feels like I'm speaking to a demon or some evil entity.
All right.
Let's say evil.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Steven. So,
what he's trying to say is like,
we're looking for advice.
What's her name?
Elsa.
Elsa, hold on, Elsa. Okay. Let me hear Steven first.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, Jesse. So, the bottom line is, we're looking for. I'm trying to explain to her that what she's doing is evil, and we're looking for advice how she could deal with her alcoholism.
It's not evil, though.
And what's not evil?
Well, just my who I am as my sole purpose.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes, I have.
Are you drunk now?
Probably.
What time of day is it? What time is it in Florida?
I don't know. It's probably like whatever time it is. You know?
It's 9:43, Jesse.
A.M.? Why are you drunk so early in the morning?
Well, I haven't eaten anything, but the point, I'm trying to get to the point of, like, I'm not inherently evil just because I'm a woman. That's what he's trying to say. Like, because you said women are evil, right?
Yes.
Well, I inherently disagree.
Well, let me just tell you, you are evil. That's why you're drinking. You're unhappy. You have no peace. You're frustrated. You have no love. And so...
No, that's right. I am inherently frustrated.
Hold on. And because you have nothing but anger is evil, you are drinking. You are drinking. instead of working on overcoming your evil nature, you're drinking. If you dropped your anger, if you dropped the anger, you would not have to be drinking every day like this.
Well, those words are true. I appreciate everything you just said, and you're absolutely right, and I love you. So here we go.
So why don't you drop your anger?
I mean, I just, you know, it is a fuel that fires me up. I'm not angry, though.
Why? If you were not angry, you would not be drunk at 10 a.m. in the morning.
You're funny. You're so funny. I'm not actually angry. I'm supremely happy.
No, you're
also
not.
I'm also a little bit frustrated with, you know, Stephen.
No, Stephen is not your problem. You are your problem. When you met Stephen, you were already screwed up.
Very true. Very true. So,
yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm not trying to say, what is it that you want to ask Jesse, Stephen? Because I don't want to waste your time.
I wanted to see his advice. Because we tried everything, Jesse. She's been through detox, rehab, cold turkey.
So what I want to know from you, Stephen, why are you putting up with it? You don't have to be with her. Why are you with her?
You're right.
No, that was a question. Why are you with her?
Because I'm amazing.
No, hold on. You're not amazing. Hold on.
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm not interested in being with her in this condition.
But why are you with her? Why are you putting up with it at all?
Because I'm amazing.
And, you know, I hope that, you know, it's for good, but it never lasts.
Stephen,
always starts up again.
Stephen,
yes, sir.
If she's not going to be quiet, I want you to get her off the phone. I can't hear you.
Okay. Awesome. We need to be quiet.
I will. I'm sorry.
Why are you putting up with her, period? If she's not willing to overcome this by drop her anger, work on her life, why are you putting up with it?
Well, it goes in cycles, Jesse. Like, she'll binge for 2 or 3 weeks, and then she'll stop for another 2 or 3 weeks. So it's on and off.
Why are you putting up with it?
I'm naive, I guess, and I believe that this time it'll stick. Like I said, she's tried many different things, but nothing is working.
She's trying
going
everything,
back to the alcohol.
Steven, ain't nothing going to work until she drop her anger. Going to a program that is not encouraging you to overcome evil is not going to work. She is an evil woman. She has anger. Anyone that has anger is evil. Have you told her she needs to forgive? Are you working on your life, Stephen?
Yes, sir.
So you've dealt with your mother and everything?
No.
Yes, I've forgiven her, yes.
No, he has not.
And why do you say he has not?
Because I know his mother.
She does not know my mother, but anyway.
Have you gone to your mother?
Hold on, Elsa. Jesse.
I'm going to get to you in a minute. Hold on. Stephen, you have gone to your mother and forgiven her?
It was over the phone, but she's in a different country.
So you forgave her. And your father?
No.
He's passed.
Oh, okay. So why are you tolerating Elsa at all?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Why are you putting up with Elsa?
Why are you tolerating me at all?
Right.
That's a good question.
What's the answer?
I get sucked back into it.
Because I'm amazing. That's why.
When she's sober, she is
she's not. When she's sober, she's still the angry, evil person.
Maybe it's an act. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's an act.
No, I am right.
Yeah,
because
I believe it.
Just because you didn't drink for a week, the heart is still the same.
Yeah.
Oh, this is enlightening.
She seems to be a very different woman when she's not drinking.
No, she's the same person.
I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah, it's... Steven,
that's what I
try
to explain, that this is evil, you know. That's why we're calling you.
But
she doesn't seem to agree. So, like, let's call Jesse and see what he thinks.
Evil, though.
What's good about you?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I'm asking you. Elsa.
Me? What's good
Elsa,
about me?
Elsa, what's good about you?
I'm delightful and divine and amazing.
And what's good about you?
I have a lot of strength and I have a lot of passion. So
what's good about you?
I just said.
But none of those things are good. Why do you call those things good? All you mentioned are ego aspect of you, the evil part. You know what, Steven?
Yes.
I got to go because I can't. She's already angry and drunk. I can't talk to a drunk person in the morning time.
I'm not angry.
Get her off the phone.
What do you recommend I do, Justin?
Right now, get off the phone if you want to have a conversation.
Okay. Also, I'm going to have to let you go.
No. That's not fair.
Is she in the same room in the house as you are right now?
No.
So why don't you just hang up on her?
I'm trying. I'm not used to doing this three-way thing.
So you know how to hang up. Hang up.
I don't want to hang up on you, though. That's why.
Oh, okay. You don't know how to make it work?
I'm trying here.
Well, you know what? Hang up the phone and call me back.
Jessie.
Because she's drunk, and I can't talk to a drunk person. Call me back, Steven.
Right.
Hang up and call me back.
I'll call you back, Jesse. Thank you.
Bye. 888-7753-773. She's drunk. She's not going to hear the truth. She's speaking over Steven. I can't have a conversation with Steven. What now? Steven, don't be beta. She's drunk as a bastard. What the? Let me go to first time call out of Alabama. Jante, out of Sweet Home, Alabama. Jante, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Seth?
All this way. Speak a little louder right into your phone.
Can you hear me now?
Are you on a speaker or something?
No, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Let's try it now. I can hear you.
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. Can you hear me? Jante? Hold on, Jante. Don't hang up. See what's wrong with the phone. What's going on with the phone this morning? Super chat. Super chats.
Good morning. Marty says, good morning, Jesse and crew. Yesterday, is my husband and I's 15-year wedding anniversary. Much love to you guys.
Amazing. I wish you well.
Happy anniversary.
And I hope you have a marriage that will last until death do you part. Right on. Thank you.
And shout out to yesterday's top contributors, Cactus Eater Bear, Bill West, Wolf336, Misty, and the rest. As always, very nice. Javon.
Thank you. Amazing.
Three coffees. Ardeen out of Colorado yesterday doesn't realize how angry she is. She tries to laugh to mask it. She also thinks it's normal to be shy. Like you said, it's abnormal to be shy.
It is.
I remember being shy as a kid, says Javon. Terrible feeling. I hated it. Yeah. Ardeen thinks that because her daughter grew up being shy, it's okay.
And her daughter, 40-something years old. What the?
Shows that her way of parenting caused her daughter to be that way, whether she spoiled her, abused her, verbally, physically, whatever. Something she did to traumatize that girl when she was young caused her to overthink, doubt herself, deprived her of learning how to be social.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Javon. Yeah, three coffees.
Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours ago. When I come back, straight to the phone. I'll be back in a moment.
You can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants.
He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. is a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.
Some serious mess going on in the world. They're still trying to pick that new pope, and I'm being all blah, blah, blah. It's drama. Who cares? And the India and Pakistan, I care about Indians and Pakistanis. We're not supposed to call them Pakis, right? Shout out. And we care, too, about the transgenders. Don't be troops. No more transgender troops. But shout out. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, May 7th, A.D. at 2025. White History Month is coming up, right, by the way, guys. July just feels white. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News. All right? 1-888-775-3773. And if you're overseas, or if you're clever about calling from overseas and you have any tips for us, send them on over to thehakereport at gmail.com and send a follow-up if I don't respond. Because we want to know how to tell others how to call in from overseas because Skype is dead. 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 Microsoft killed Skype. Terrible. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, as 133 members of the College of Cardinals begin the conclave, that's a meeting, I guess, to vote for the next pope, not chosen by God. The millions will be keeping an eye on the Sistine Chapel's chimney to see if a consensus has been reached, they say. Black smoke means no decision. White smoke signifies the election of a new pontiff, who will be pontificating as if he's God's voice. But who will these men choose? It's whom, commie nonsense. Whom will they choose, right? Am I right? Will it be someone who will continue to build on Pope Francis' more progressive vision and reforms? A religious leader eager to make a conservative course correction? Or a moderate candidate who will try to unify the church? I don't know. India and Pakistan appear to be on the brink of a wider conflict after tit-for-tat measures took a deadly turn last month when gun males, because they're not men, they try to call them gun men, but I call them gun males, killed at least 26 sightseers in the India-administered Kashmir, New Delhi, blamed Pakistan, and retaliated by downgrading ties between the two nations. They're basically the same people, but they hate each other. You do the math. Reminds me of like the Mexicans and the Salvadorians, or the Irish and the English, or Scots, or whatever. I don't know. Or the Russians and the Ukrainians. It's horrible. Anyway, New Delhi blamed Pakistan, retaliated by downgrading the ties between the two nations and suspending their participation in a crucial water-sharing treaty between India and Pakistan. They denied involvement in the massacre, Pakistan did, but they responded by suspending trade and expelling Indian diplomats. Whoa! Early this morning, India launched missile strikes, on 9 sites in Pakistan's densely populated Punjab province. And Pakistan-administered Kashmir said that they said were terrorist infrastructure. Infrastructure. Do Pakistanis support terrorism? So-called. At least 26 people killed, 46 wounded in the attacks, said Pakistan. Both sides exchanging shelling across the border. Terrible. I thought these were peaceful Asian people. But they're part Muslim, right? Shout out. Residents forced to take shelter from the explosions. They're kind of like the dark Asians. Then Pakistani military sources said they had shot down 5 Indian Air Force jets and 1 drone in quote-unquote self-defense. So-called world leaders and the disgusting evil UN, United Nations, they're now urging both countries to show restraint. Get along now. Maybe they need to separate them. What a mess. And meanwhile, in America, the so-called Supreme Court dealt a setback to so-called transgender service members on Tuesday, an unsigned decision They granted an emergency request from the Trump administration to lift a nationwide injunction blocking the ban on the trans troops. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. Excuse me. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, Andrewsy, why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? Why? Think about that. What's wrong? What's the matter with you, baby? What's the matter? What did I do wrong? I want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the shows, but you can listen. We are on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. Heard around the world by everybody. And their mama if you're white, they mama if you're black. So you can be listening, you can podcast, but no matter where you are, what you're doing, whether you're drunk or sober, you can be listening to this show by calling the Listen Line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hours coming up in the next hour. I want to go back to Stephen, the first time call out of Florida. He had to let Elsa go, and I asked him to call back, so I want to go straight to Stephen. Stephen, thanks for calling back, so go ahead.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Stephen.
Are you able to hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I was hoping that you would be able to explain to her, because I've been trying to explain to her how that she needs to forgive and get over her anger, but she doesn't seem to understand how I'm explaining it. So I was hoping that you could do it. She's still on the line. She's on mute. I put her on mute so she doesn't disturb you.
But why are you trying to explain something to someone that don't want to hear it?
I do. I'm not sure if
she's
wants
not
to
on
hear
mute.
It or not. Hey, Elsa.
Steven, call me back when you can
deal
with your
woman. I'm back on mute.
Mute it. I'm sorry about that, Jesse.
Steven, why are you so weak with this woman?
That's a good question, Jesse.
Any answer?
I guess I'm weak. I'm being weak.
Why?
Why? Well, what I tell myself is I'm trying to help. and that I care.
You can't even help yourself, and you don't care. Why are you trying to help someone else when you haven't helped yourself yet?
I have a soft spot back, you know, I'm in my 40s now, but when I was my late teens, early 20s, I dealt with addiction myself after I lost my dad. And so I kind of have a soft spot for people that are dealing with addiction. And
but a soft spot is a beta. A soft spot is a beta spot. Why don't you overcome that?
Mm. Okay.
No, why don't you?
I will, Justin.
So why are you trying to help this woman that doesn't want help? What's your real reason for trying to help this woman, Elsa, who clearly does not want help? Why are you? She's going to destroy you. Why are you wasting your time with her?
I think I agree with you, Jesse.
No, you're wrong.
But
won't
you hang up on her? She's still interrupting the call. You want to call me back when you're able to call me on your own?
I was hoping that you could speak to her, hopefully.
She's drunk, Steven. She doesn't want help. She thinks that she is divine. If she thinks she is divine, she doesn't even know she needs help.
Yeah, I agree with you. She doesn't seem to understand that she needs to overcome.
What's your real reason for putting up with her, Steven?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I guess maybe I've been telling myself that I care. Like I said, I understand how hard addiction is. I was hoping she could overcome like I did.
And why do you want her to overcome?
Because it's hell. Living with addiction is hell.
Why do you want her to overcome?
Because I don't want her to be in hell anymore.
Why not?
Because I don't want anybody to be in hell.
Why not?
It's a terrible place to be.
Why don't you want them to be in hell? You're in hell because you can't even deal with hell and her.
You're right.
And so why is it that you don't want her in hell?
Just because it's not a good place to be. I'm not sure.
Steven, why is it that you don't want her in hell?
I don't know, Jesse. Why do you think?
Because you want her for yourself. You don't care about her at all. It's all for you because you think you're in love. You think she's there, and so you're lying about not wanting her in hell. You want her to act better, be better for you, not for herself.
I think you're right, Jesse, because when she's in hell, I'm in hell, I guess.
So you're in hell trying to help someone in hell. In hell, person cannot help another person in hell. It's all about you. It's not about her at all. You don't care about this woman at all, because if you cared about her, knowing that she doesn't want help, you would dump her. You wouldn't waste your time with her. Mm-hmm. It's all about you, Steven.
Right. You're right. I think that's what needs to happen.
What needs to happen?
I need to leave.
You need to work on you and forget about this woman. She doesn't want any help. This woman thinks she is divine. She thinks she's fabulous.
My gut has been telling me for a long time.
But if you're working on yourself, why don't you let the world go?
Right.
No, that was the question.
Why don't I?
Yes.
I think I will, Jesse. I think I'm at that point.
No, I didn't ask you, will you do it? I asked, why have you done it?
Why haven't I? I guess weakness. That's the only thing I could think of.
So you're not ready to overcome
the world? Maybe I'm weak or selfish.
You are weak. You are selfish. But you can overcome that if you're willing to let the world go. This woman is a problem. She does not want help. She loves being drunk. She loves playing you. She loves controlling you. And you love being controlled. Otherwise, you wouldn't tolerate it at all.
I'm not sure if I love it, but
if you didn't love it, you would let it go.
Agree. I'm gonna have to.
No, if you didn't love it, you would let it go.
So how do I stop loving it?
By forgiving her, getting it out of your imagination, doing the silent prayer, staying present, so you can overcome your fallen state. And then God will add on to you. You got to remember, I want to let this stick in your mind. God owned the universe. He owned everything that's in the world. He will take care of you. He will add on to you exactly what you should have, and there will be no problem.
Okay.
But you're still playing God. You and this woman going to bring you so much problem. You haven't had a problem with her yet. It's going to get worse.
Oh, I've had problems with her, Jesse, but, you know, it could be worse, I guess.
It will get worse. She would destroy you.
I agree with that.
Why do you agree? Why do you agree?
Because it's making sense what you're saying. I can see, you know, being destroyed by, if I keep up with this.
Why are you trying to save someone and you can't even save yourself?
I don't know, Jesse.
So enough.
See, look, she's... Why don't you let her go from the phone? I told you to call me back when you had her off the phone. Why do you do that?
Can you hang up, Elsa? Can you hang up?
No, no, no. I asked you a question. I said, hang up on... You didn't know how to hang up on her, you said, because you had a two-way thing. But why do you hang up your phone and then call me back? Why did you get her back on the phone?
Because I was hoping that you could give her some words of wisdom.
She's drunk, Steven. She's drunk off. She's drunk off anger, and she's drunk off alcohol. She's not ready for a change yet.
Yeah, I understand, but that's why I put her back on. Because I've been trying to explain to her your teachings and your philosophy, and
but you're trying to explain something to her.
She doesn't seem to understand,
and you don't either.
Right. So I was hoping that maybe you could set her straight.
Why? She doesn't want that.
Yeah, you're right. If she did, she wouldn't be in this position. I understand.
And you don't want it either, because if you wanted the truth, there's no way you'd be putting up with this mess. No way. Zero. You would adopt this woman a long time ago.
So do you think I'm looking for abuse, like a... Self,
you looking for the thrill. You love the fact that you're a beta, and you love the fact that you love the fact that she's giving you all the pain that she's giving you, and you're pretending that you want to save her, you want to help her. It's all lies. It's all for the thrill of it. This woman hates your weakness. This woman knows you're weak.
I think you're right.
No, she does know.
Yeah, I believe you.
But why don't you dump her and work on you?
Again, you're right. I'm going to have to move on, Jesse.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I'm not doing the silent prayer, unfortunately.
But I thought you had gone and forgiven your parents.
I have. I've been listening to your show for a long time.
So why aren't you doing the silent prayer so the Father can change your old nature, your weakness?
I'm not sure why I haven't been doing it.
Because you're not ready for a change. That's why. You still love your misery. And this thing about, I just have this soft spot for drunks and drug addicts, because I used to be that way. That doesn't even make sense. Emotions are evil. There's nothing good about emotions. And yet you're claiming a soft spot as an excuse to let this woman destroy you.
But when you say it like that, Jesse, I see the writing on the wall.
And what's the writing on the wall?
That I have to move on and let this go.
What would you lose by letting her go? What would you lose?
Nothing. I would lose nothing.
So then why do you hold on to the devil?
I don't know. I guess so.
How old are you?
You're right about me wanting to suffer. Or it doesn't make sense.
You need to wake up, Steve. I recommend, do what you want, that you work on overcoming your blindness, your fallen state, and let the truth, God, love, let him take care of you. He'll provide your needs.
Everything you're saying makes sense, and this is all stuff that I felt in my gut for a long time, but for some reason I ignore it or think that it's going to change, but it never does.
Because you listen to the devil. You listen to thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and you listen to the emotion that comes from the thought, and they're lying to you.
Yes.
When will you stop listening to evil?
Today, Jesse. Okay. Today.
Do what you want, all right? But I recommend you block this woman immediately. Don't be angry at her. She can't help herself. And I recommend you be done with her. And for now, done with her. And then just work on you so you can overcome blindness. You can overcome insanity. And then the truth will... See, I can't call me when I can talk to you by yourself and this woman not still interrupt. You have her on the phone, and that's weakness with itself. You have the devil on the other end of the line.
You're right, Jesse. I'll call you back when I'm alone. Thank you so much.
See, man.
Yes.
Do what you want, but here's what I recommend. That you should do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, so you can be present. You can have a clear mind. But don't hold in anger against this woman. She can't help herself. She cannot see.
I don't.
You can't help her. You can't help anyone. You can't even help yourself. It's the truth. It's God. It's love that will help you overcome the fallen state. You cannot. God doesn't even help anyone that doesn't want. He will leave this woman in her hell the rest of her life because she doesn't want help. And she will destroy you if you're working on yourself. The hell in her, which is evil, darkness, will destroy the light in you because you're not strong enough to deal with the evil yet.
She has no hope until she chooses.
Whether she have hope or not, I don't know. But what I'm telling you, in your weakness, and you're trying to save her, you're playing with fire. Two devils playing together. This woman will destroy you. I recommend you block her from your life, block her from your phone, be done with her, and start giving her your money.
Yeah.
Are you giving her your money?
Not really, no.
Are you giving her money?
I have, but there's nothing on a regular basis.
Are you giving her money?
I have given her money, yes.
Why?
To help her out, you know. Why? But I'm not paying her bills or anything like that.
Why are you giving her money, period?
Like I said, to help. Like you'd give a friend.
She's not a friend.
You know? I see that.
Why are you being such a mama?
You're right, Jesse.
All right.
I've been weak. I've been weak. I have to admit that.
And you shall be made strong in your weakness. You are made strong if you let go and let the truth take over and take you through hell and give you strength. You got to go through this hell rather than. Accepting this hell as a norm. What you're doing, Stephen, is you're setting yourself up for total destruction. This woman and any other woman like this will destroy you because you're weak.
Yes, I agree.
So I recommend you block her, do what you want, be done with her, wish her well, meaning don't be angry with her. She can't help it. And it's not her fault that you're weak. She's taking advantage of your weakness because she's weak. But it's not her fault that you're weak. You were weak when she met you. It's time, if you want to overcome your weakness, you got to let go of the world, everybody and everything. And you do that by being aware of the lies that's happening inside of you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. They're all lies. And you got to just be aware of that. Do nothing about it but see it. Don't call it you. And the Father will set you free.
Okay, Jesse.
I wish you well.
I'll do that. Thank you so much, Justin. I'll call you back and let you know how it's going.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. What a mess. Is it Jante? Let me try Jante again from Alabama. First time caller. See if his phone working now. Jante, let's try it again.
Hey, Jeff, I'm sorry about that, man.
No problem. It's slowly clear now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, hey, man, I came to one of your bond services last year. My old lady. You might not remember me, man. But we came out there last February, man. Right. We had a good time.
Right on.
We're coming back in July.
Right on. July is White History Month.
Yes, sir. So it should be like July 28th or something like that. We'll be back out there.
Right on. How you guys doing?
Doing all right, man. I'm still working on my old lady, you know, and trying to get her to forgive her mama still. You know,
has she done that yet?
Yeah, I haven't did it yet. Sir.
She has not done it?
No, sir.
And why not?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's why I'm bringing her back out there. We're going to come back out there to your church service again. And hopefully you can get it through to her, you know.
And so when this is, you're forgiving your mother and father, right? And you're working on yourself, right?
Yes, sir. I forgave my mother in 2021, and then I met my biological dad in 2022, and I forgave him. So, yes, sir.
And so what is it like for you being married, you working on yourself, and according to you, your wife is not working on herself. What is it like for you dealing with the darkness like that in her? What's that like for you?
Well, I can't lie to you, Jeff. I'm still not married. We're not married yet.
Oh, okay. And, y'all live together?
Yes, sir. We live together. We got one son. You know, he's a 3-year-old.
And so what is it like for you being with a woman that is not working on herself?
Well, it's difficult for the woman, to be honest with you. It's difficult.
In what way?
Every way you can think of, you know, dealing with the evil in her.
Yeah.
Without her trying to work on herself and, like, with me working on myself. And, you know, I know how hard it is whenever you already trying to work on yourself and then people that don't want to work on themselves. It's, you know, it's difficult, man, but I'm trying.
And so why are you putting up with her, period? Why don't you dump her?
For my son.
Yeah.
My son. Yeah, I got to be there for him. And we've been together for 15 years now.
But that's not a reason to stay with the devil.
Yeah, you're right.
You've been with the devil all your life. You're trying to lead the devil.
But I could tell she want to change, though, Jeff.
No, if she wanted to change, she would do what you suggest. She got to forgive.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to change.
You don't think so?
Don't lie to yourself. If she wanted to change, you told her, hey, you got to drop the anger. You must go and forgive your mother and your father. Do the silent prayer. Stop identifying with evil as you. If she wanted to change, she would take those simple steps, and she would change. But she hasn't done that. Why are you saying she wanted to change?
Because sometimes whenever I talk to her about it, Justin, it seems like I'm getting through to her. And then sometimes it's like, I don't know, man, like I'm talking to a brick wall or something.
Because you're trying to make the devil change, and the devil doesn't want to change. You can't change another person, and it's going to be difficult for you because you're living in a home with a person that does not want to change. You want to change. You're working on you, so you're becoming the light. And then you're with a woman that does not want to change, who is the darkness. And the darkness will defeat you because you're not strong enough to deal with the darkness yet.
Yes, sir.
And it's difficult. If both parties don't want to change, they're living together. If both people wanted to change and they're working on themselves, it'll be a different story. But she doesn't want to change. According to you, she will destroy you, and she's already destroying your son, even though you're there. She's destroying him.
Yes, sir.
Do you disagree with that?
I agree with you. And like I said, whenever we came to your church service last year, you know, her dad, he committed suicide in 2023. And then her mother, the reason she won't forgive her mother, I think she's scared of her mother, Jeff, you know. I really think she's scared of her and how her mother might react once she comes to her and say, hey, Mom, I forgive you and I resented you for such and such, you know. I think she's scared of her.
No, that's not an excuse. Yes, she's afraid of her mother because anyone who has anger has fear. Anger and fear are the same. And so she is afraid of her because she hates her. But still, if she doesn't forgive her mother, shaking at her boot, she's destroying your son. She's doing to your son what her mother has done to her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I understand that you want to keep her there with you to try to protect your son from her, but that's going to be hard to do because you can't be with her 24 hours a day. And even when you're sleeping, she's destroying your son.
Yes, sir. I got you.
But I wish you well, and I hope to see you guys in July, man.
Yes, sir, man. It was nice talking to you, Justin. Thank you for everything, man.
You're welcome. What does she think about the message of forgiveness?
She, like, you explained it to her at the church service, and she understood it. She understands it, but she just don't want to do it, man. I don't know.
Yeah, she's not ready to overcome evil.
I don't know. But I know it's helping me out a whole lot, Justin. I thank you, man, for staying present and doubting every thought.
Yes.
And doing the silent prayer, man, is helping me tremendously. You know? Thank you, man.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And don't argue with her at all. Don't argue with the devil in your mind, and don't argue with the devil in other people. Don't try to make her. You told her what to do, and you keep working on you, and things will be fine for you.
Yes, sir. Hey, you know, one more thing. Just, man, yes. Like having people turn against you, like your family and your friends.
Yes.
Man, I've been going through that for the past, 3 years now, you know, for the past 3 years, and I've been seeing people turn against me. Like, at first, it was a big hit to my ego, I guess. Just, you know, and then I started recognizing, like, my ego, like really, you know, I don't need all of those people with me anyway.
That's right.
They don't do me any good, you know.
Yes, sir.
So all I need is God, you know.
It is so, it is so beautiful when people turn against you. It's like the angels are rejoicing in heaven when your friends and your families and your friends turn against you. Yeah, it's beautiful. So let them go. Be glad to see it. And you develop, it's all like you're doing it already. You must be willing to stand alone so that you could overcome the world.
Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Yes, sir.
Well, good talking to you, man.
All right, I'll see you in July, man. You take care.
All right. Take care now.
All right.
Bye.
Yes, sir.
Sweet Home, Alabama. What the? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super. There's one line open, and we're going to get right back to the phones in a minute. 888-77-JESSE.
Brittany, 5 coffees, just sending love. Red heart emoji. Thank you, Brittany.
Nice. Thank you.
Danny Moore bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Sing it in you, sweet tones, James. Who are you? Who? I really want to know. Who are you? Who? Do you both know the Who?
No,
I do.
I know.
Who's next?
That's the name of the song?
The Who is the band, and Who Are You is the song.
Oh, I see. I definitely heard of that name of the band before, that's for sure.
That's right.
But I just don't know that song.
Had I sung it better, you might recognize it. Oh. It's a classic.
Yeah, you did the best you can do.
No, I didn't. I rebuke that.
Let me hear it.
Who are you? Who?
I really want to know.
Who are you?
It sounds like that.
Yeah, they're really high pitched.
Who are you?
And then it sings kind of.
I really want to know.
Yeah, really rock and roll song.
That sounds better.
Right. Well, because Nick is an actual musician, singer, genius.
Nick played the guitar.
And Hake is.
Beta.
We'll go with that. Gregatron bought our coffee.
Beta.
Alpha. Jesse says Gregatron. I love how you and Ardeen talk to each other. You two don't put up with each other's crap. You both stand your ground till she hangs up on you. You hang up on her. You sound like an old married couple. Could you imagine being married to a woman like Ardeen? You'd be arguing all day long. LOL.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron.
Thank you.
And we'll read the rest of your super chats
later,
guys.
Let me take a quick break. And I'll be right back to the phones and your super chat. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, folks, welcome back. Support us on social media. All right, support us. Y'all know what to do, right? And I am told I need to remind the people we are on rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson, cozy.tv/JLP, where Crisis King, JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, peeled.net. peeled.net/JesseLeePeterson. So like, follow, comment, subscribe, all of that good stuff. And thank you all in advance. And don't forget to check out our merch. We have amazing merch. And the coffee, I even have my own coffee, Punchy's Coffee. And Punchy's Coffee is so good, it makes you want to have more than one cup a morning. Isn't that amazing? Punchy's Coffee. And it's roast. It's now roast on here. And our merch and everything. When she cries, she lied, all kind of stuff. Hats. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And we ship worldwide, except for the coffee. They won't let us ship the coffee. Not yet. And so go to JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. All right? Thank you all in advance. And I really appreciate those who are donating, helping us without having to ask. But I understand we have to remind you sometime. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or 800-411-BOND to make your donation as well. I want to go back to the phones here. 888-7753-7733-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Canada and talk to first-time caller, Hemi, I believe. Hemi, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Hemi. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. I got to know you from my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm listening to you every weekend. And then I start practicing on myself and then watching my thought and emotions. And then I found out that I have a fear on making a phone call. Because English is not my first language. So sometimes I don't understand what people are saying on the phone. And then I feel so nervous, embarrassed, and then, like, feel stupid when I don't understand them. So I just want to call you to overcome my fear.
And so did you have fear calling me right now?
Not right now, but before I make a phone call, my thought kept telling me that, oh, don't do that, don't do that. You can't do it. Yeah.
And you made the call anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
You said we need to face the fear, and then overcoming it is by facing it. So I just wanted to do that.
Right on. You did the right thing, and I want you to do that all the time. Go past the fear by dealing with the fear, and then you're going to see that the fear is an illusion. It's not even real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then I have a question as well.
Okay.
That you said gossiping is bad, but I'm wondering that just listening to it is really, really bad too?
Yes, absolutely.
Why? And why?
Because it's evil. You listen to the devil and you're participating in evil. Because person who is doing that, they're displaying that they're evil. That's why they're doing it. They're evil. And then they get you to join with them by hearing it. So now you have two devils together creating evil. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, because I'm overseas. So that's why.
Okay. But no, you should never listen to it, nor should you do it. There's no love in that at all. It's only hate.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you listen to it, they'll do it to you, to someone else. Believe me, it doesn't stop. If they're gossiping to you about somebody else, I promise you, they're going to gossip about you to others. They can't help it. Mm-hmm. It's a thrill.
Mm-hmm. But I can stop making gossip, but people come to me and complain about other people. So I just listen to it many times. Then should I, stop it as well?
Yeah, stop it. Just say, hey, I don't want to hear. If you have a person with that, if you have a problem with that person, go to them. I don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. And that's what love is.
Mm-hmm. That's a real love.
Yeah, that's real love. You are not obligated to listen to gossip at all. And don't worry, don't let the devil tell you, oh, you're hurting their feelings if you don't listen to it. No.
Yeah. That's what my thinking is saying to me.
Well, those thoughts are lies. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And and if a person's feelings are being hurt because you don't listen to gossip, those feelings are evil anyway. Those are devil feelings. They're evil.
Mm-hmm.
So don't participate in evil.
Yeah, okay.
And you just tell them, I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me about it. And if they get mad, they're displaying that they're evil.
Mm-hmm.
And you're showing love.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Amazing. You got to face the fear. It's not real. Let me go to Ohio and talk to the first-time caller. What is it? I can't see it. Andrea, first-time caller out of Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a fan. I was introduced by my husband to your show, and I wanted to talk about Shiloh Hendricks and maybe offer a different perspective.
Who you want to talk about? Who?
The white woman who said the N-word that went viral. Yeah.
The one that said the N-word, and somebody videotaped it?
Oh, yes, and they had a big episode about it on Pierce Morgan last night, and Mark Lamont Hill freaked out over it. And I wanted to offer a perspective and say that, well, for one, I doubt it was her proudest moment, but I live in Ohio, and we have a large population of Somali immigrants as well. And the truth is, you can't. If you're a white woman, especially, I'm just going to be honest, if you go to the store, if you're at the park, they will harass you. They don't accept no nicely as an answer. Their kids will take stuff from your kids. And if you say something, they accuse you of attacking a child. And I imagine I've been in a similar situation where she was frustrated and, you know, had it kind of had enough. And I don't think anybody wants to talk about that being the reality.
Why don't you, do you speak up for yourself when that happens?
I do now. I'm getting better about it. I had a family member, a cousin that was killed in Columbus by a black teen boy. And I went through a lot of, I guess you'd say almost white guilt for a while and really was struggling with it. And my husband introduced me to you and a few other podcasters, and I've kind of come at peace with it more. But it's very difficult to say something or you're immediately accused of being racist. And the truth is, we've seen incident after incident of young white women, especially, that are attacked.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is by these immigrants. And if you say anything, it's a no-win situation. If you say something, you're racist. If you don't say something, you're a victim.
But the problem is with you. Why are you afraid to speak up? And why do you care what they call you?
Well, that was one of the things I was going to address, too. I think a lot of women, if they're married, they have a husband, they don't want to see him get in trouble, go to jail. And I think they think, oh, well, if they're not hurting me, I shouldn't, you know, cause a problem. But that's not the truth, because what ends up happening is it gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
I speak up when it's safe to, but sometimes it's not safe.
And again, not safe to speak up?
Yeah.
And why not?
Because they get attacked.
And why do you mean a physical attack or verbal?
Oh, yes, yes. Physical, verbal. I mean, sometimes it's just verbal, but a lot of times it's physical. And I think, like, for me, I'm a mom of six. I have a husband. I don't want him to go to jail. I don't want him to get hurt. You know, those type of things go through your mind.
Why would he go to jail? Why would he go to jail?
Well, I mean, you know, if it does turn into a physical altercation. Oh.
Okay. So your question for me is what?
Well, I just wanted to see what your perspective was on it and what you would, you know, what you would advise people to do in those situations.
Okay. Number one, the so-called N-word, the nigger rah-rah word, is just a word. It's just a word. It has no meaning. It doesn't mean anything at all. It's neither negative or positive. It's just a word. But what has happened is the so-called leaders of the black community, the black churches and things like that, the so-called civil rights leaders, they have made that word pretending that it's real and pretending that it's a negative word and that it's offensive. They pretend that because they want to use the blacks. They want to create a social justice black people movement so they can make money and power. And so what they've done, they have made black people angry about that word. They were already angry, but they've added to anger. And whenever the black people overreact, the so-called leaders, they get money and power for it. The unfortunate thing is, and I've been saying for 30-something years, that white Americans, unless they get over that fear of a word, it's only going to get worse for them, because evil people, when they see they can control you in anything, it just brings out the worst in them. And over the last 70 years, things have only gotten worse for the whites, because the black people are out of control now because they know that white people are afraid of that word.
Well, but and it comes from the people on our side, too.
What?
The people on our side will also attack us. On Piers Morgan's last night, there was a young woman, a white woman, who was sticking up for Shiloh. She's raised about $700,000, and she said in part it's a reaction to the Carmelo Anthony and him raising money, and that if he can kill somebody and raise money, this woman who's been doxxed, they've tried to take her children, all kinds of stuff, just for saying a word. And Piers Morgan was attacking this woman, calling her a racist. And it's like, it even comes from the conservative side. If whites speak up, conservatives will attack us.
Andrea, right?
Yeah.
You can't blame anyone else for you having fear.
Okay.
Your fear.
That's true.
The fear you have is inside of you. and the fear is due to you being evil. It's an evil spirit that made a home in you, and it controls you by making you think that you are the fear. It makes you think that this is you, and it makes you think that you're going to be hurt if you overcome the fear. You will not. If you want to be, let's say the whole white world want to be afraid, if you drop your anger and overcome that fear, you will be fine. You will have a perfect life. You will be able to speak up. You will be yourself. You will be able to go anywhere in the world that you want to go, and you will be free. You got to drop the fear by forgiving your mother and your father and doubting every thought and every emotion, the good ones or the bad ones, so that you can be free. You got to overcome evil.
Okay.
What do you think about
that? Thank you.
What do you think about that?
I think that you're right. I do think that it's from a place of fear. I think that for a long time, myself, I'll just speak for myself, out of fear, we allow more and more and more. And then you kind of find yourself in this place where you don't know what to do. And you get angry, like you said, you get angry, and you start blaming. I start lashing out, like, why is this woman in this situation? Why is, you know, but I think that that's true. I think that, and I feel, I guess I feel hope when I see white people stand up for themselves. But I get really upset when I see them attacked. It's like, hey, if you don't want to speak up, fine, but don't attack the ones that will.
But why don't you drop your anger so you won't get upset about that?
Well, that's something I'm working on. That's something I'm working on.
You're working on what?
My relationship with God and my anger. I've forgiven my mother. She's dead. She didn't take care of me, and she was a drug addict. And my father the same, and I've forgiven them. But I'm still kind of working on that fear and anger. I have a lot of anger, and it takes a long. I think it's a process. But the closer I get to God, the less I feel it.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yeah, well, I am. I'm doing a Bible study, a one for women that's kind of geared towards helping us find our place.
That's not going to help you.
Do the silent prayer.
Yeah, do the silent prayer. That woman class is only going to keep you in hell.
Okay, I'll give it a go. I've heard you talk about it. I thought it was just for men.
No, it's for everybody. God said to be still and know him. This female, you're being taught the Bible by a woman?
No, I'm not. I'm being taught by a man. Oh. I wouldn't listen to a woman preacher. I'll tell you, I had a hard time with you to begin with. When my husband first introduced you, I was like, he just hates women. That's it. But I know that you're right. There's something in me that told me you were right. And the more I listened and the more I looked at myself, I realized that's where the problem was.
Yes, absolutely. And if white people, this woman, Shiloh, this is a woman that was at the park, right?
Yeah, and she didn't apologize, which normally they make the video
that.
And apologize.
When she did when Shiloh did that, and the way she did not apologize, she hey, this boy took suffering from my child, and she did that was perfect.
Well, it happens all the time in these areas because I live in central Ohio. We've had a large influx of it. And I can't even go to the store without being accosted. It's a problem.
That is why white people are 70 years late on speaking up.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad that Shiloh, and I wish her well with it, but I'm glad she finally took the sting out of that word. Took the fear out of it. And that guy Lamont that was overreacting on that show, it was just drama. Oh, it was just thrill.
Yeah.
It had no meaning at all.
Well, I think you're right. And I'll say the silent prayer and I will continue to be hopeful. I think that white men especially responded well to her because I think they saw it for what it is. A lot of times I think women are afraid to tell their husbands or their family members because they don't want them to be hurt or be in trouble. But white women deal with what she was dealing with all the time. And it's pervasive.
It's unfortunate that white people built, with the help of God, founded and built the greatest country in the world. and they allow these people to come in and control them in that way in their own country. It doesn't make sense.
Well, I'm hoping white men especially will remember that and remember, you know, we were recently doing our ancestry, and I had 9 men in my family fought and died specifically in Central Ohio since before the Revolutionary War. Most of them didn't live till they were 40 years old building this country, and I think they'd be appalled.
They would be, absolutely. So listen, drop the anger in you, do the silent prayer, and when you see the spirit of anger, don't call it you. You see it, but don't call it you, and God will take it away from you.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
So one last quick question.
Yes.
Did the Somalian people eat up all the dogs and the cats?
Yes, they did. They sure did in Springfield. Yes, they did. That isn't a rumor. It's a real thing. And I live in a very small town about 45 minutes from Springfield. And we have had them camp out in our park. We've had them set up encampments outside of town in the country. And in Marysville, which is maybe 15 minutes from where I live, a small town, we just had somebody stabbed. It's a real issue. It really, truly is. They do not want to assimilate. They cannot. They don't know how to drive.
This is why we're not supposed to let these people into our country. These people are coming from S-hole countries, and they are bringing their S-hole ideas.
Exactly. Well, that man that was accosting Shiloh was telling her, you know, that's hate speech. You can't say that. And it's like, this is the United States. If you can't say a rude comment here, where can you?
But you can. They say things about white people all the time. But
exactly.
I hear it was a Haitian who was eating about the cats and dogs. Good to hear from
Somali.
So what?
The Somalis are actually more prevalent for grooming young girls, as well, is another issue that is going on. A lot of young girls are abused by them. The man that was filming Shiloh was accused of sexually assaulting a 16-year-old girl. That's
allegedly.
Another issue that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah, allegedly. Andre, thank you so much. Work on your anger. Let me work on your anger and let me know how you're doing.
All right, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. There's a line open. Let me go to Ardeen out of Colorado. Ardeen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. How you doing today?
Hey, Ardeen. Ardeen, your phone is all staticky.
Okay. Is it better now?
I'm sorry?
Is it better now?
That's a little better. Don't move.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah. I won't move. I'm actually really dizzy now. I took long meds this morning. So yeah. But the reason why it got astray yesterday.
RD, hold on. What? Your phone is just staticky. I'm going to let Derek work on it. I got to take a break. Manhood Hour is coming up. The hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Manhood Hour next hour.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
We're turning the tide of the invasion, which people are falsely calling immigration, terrible, and a Navy jet purportedly lost at sea, terrible, and there is deadly fungi in and on people, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. Also, according to Commie Nonsense Network, they're trying to Me Too beautiful Smokey Robinson. It's ridiculous. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, May 7th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, a line just opened up. So call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in Manhood Hour. It's coming right up here in the third hour every Wednesday, right? And then after that, thehakereport.com. Catch my show, if you so please. I, too, am now on pilled.net. Pilled.net/TheHakeReport. JLP is on pilled.net/JesseLeePeterson. Shout out, guys. But we're also on all the other platforms as well. All the major ones that you guys most often frequent. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN Reports. Pardon me. About this immigration, also known as invasion, better known, really. In an effort to apprehend more what they call undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, they mean, federal agents have started visiting courthouses, waiting for people to show up for their legal proceedings and then arresting them, which is righteous arrest. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, has confirmed at least 12 ICE arrests on or near courthouse grounds since January. During one detention in a New Hampshire court, the agents who tackled and arrested a Venezuelan so-called man also knocked over a bystander walking with a cane. It's horrible. Sometimes you gotta watch out. These are bad hombres. People who have been arrested during courthouse stings have had a wide range of charges against them, from so-called misdemeanors, which is where you present a bad face, we don't want you here, to violent felonies. Oh, Commie Nonsense acknowledging that the illegals commit violent felonies. Legal experts and so-called immigration advocates, enemies of America, right, say such arrests disrupt judicial processes and may intimidate people from attending court hearings. What a mess. Therefore, the illegals, Commie Nonsense, of course, the Department of so-called Homeland Security rightly defended ICE's actions as a tactical approach to catching these criminals, as we should. You got to catch them somehow. Best place to find them. One of the best places to find them. Also check Home Depot, right? Another shout out to the Home Depot day laborer illegals. Also, another F-A-18 Super Hornet fighter jet from the USS Harry S. Truman Aircraft Carrier has been lost, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, in the Red Sea. The incident under investigation, two people told Commie Nonsense there was some kind of failure as the aircraft was trying to land on the carrier. Wow. The pilot and weapons systems officer were able to eject, and they suffered minor injuries, so they're fine. The jet, however, crashed into the water, has not been recovered. This is the second F-A-18, F/A-18, costing more than $60 million, by the way, that has recently been lost from the carrier. We need better training, perhaps. I don't know. Last week, a jet fell overboard when the Truman made a hard turn to evade Houthi fire. Houthis. Wow. One sailor sustained a minor injury in that incident, according to the Navy. So we're praying for yous, for you guys. Not yous. We're not Italian. But shout out to the Italians. And anyway, deadly fungi. Microscopic fungal spores live in and on human bodies, according to CNN. and in the dirt in the air, quickly spreading around the world. And are they going to blame global warming or something? I don't know. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Manhood Hour.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. Why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? That is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can be listening to the show live on your iPhone or iPad, no matter what you're doing and where you are. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you could be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buy me a coffee. No, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, the last hour is and will always be Man Hood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
It's expensive to live in the White House. There's many people don't know. I mean, much is not covered.
What a lady.
You're paying for every food, every bit of food that you eat. And if your kids are coming on a Bright Star, which is the First Lady's plane, we had to pay for their travel.
Boy, what a gal.
It is an expensive proposition. So all of that was in my mind. How would we manage this? So my fears were came from the fact that I thought he could win. You know, because if I, maybe way in the back of my mind, I was hoping that maybe he wouldn't.
How about a woman like that?
Well, beta. And you had that in the White House. What a mess. So We're working on pointing the right way to bring the order of God back. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. All right? And I want to... This is for men and women. Do what you want, but I want to encourage you to listen up to this. What I'm about to play for you, if you can do this, and you can if you want to, if you can do this, you will. You got my word on this. You can bank on this. You can put your Bitcoin on this. If you were to do what you're about to hear, you will become a man, and you and to the ladies, you will become a woman. You will overcome being male and become a man. You will overcome being female and will become a woman. If you could do this. So listen up. Listen to it. Pay attention to this. Don't be unconscious. I'm telling you, don't be unconscious so you can hear the depths of what it takes to become a man or become a woman. All this other mess y'all been hearing, it ain't going to never work. It ain't going to work. But if you can do this by, what's his name, Rubaugh?
Rudyard Kipling.
Rudyard Kipling. This, what he is about to tell you, is so deep and so true, it's not even funny. So I want you all to encourage you to listen up, male and female. Normally we will understand when it says male, it applies to females too. But those days are gone now too. You got to say, woman too, but you're talking about one. Ladies, those who are working on themselves, and there are ladies who are working on themselves. If you can do this, you will become a woman. Men, males, you will become a man. It's the only way it's going to happen. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That is so true, I don't know what to tell you. But you got to be willing to go through the fire. You got to be willing to go through hell to get to the if. And most people are not willing to do that. That's the problem. You're not willing to die in order to live. You're not willing to die. You say you are. I tell you what to point the right way. Hey, you got to forgive. Forgive your mother so you can be born of the Spirit. All who are born of the flesh must overcome the flesh and be born of the Spirit. You won't do that. It takes too long. It's too hard. Oh, dear. I'm losing my family. I'm losing my friend. I'm losing. And you stay with the world. And you will never become an if person. Never. The kingdom of heaven is in you. And that is the kingdom of heaven. The if. That's the kingdom of heaven. That's the New Testament. That's the kingdom of heaven. And it's inside of everyone. But most people will never return to it. Most people won't. A few will. And a few are. But most people would never do. This is why Donald Trump is able to tell the world to be still. And it does. What manner of man it is. He understands the if. He endured all those things and still does it. As both imposters. And he knows it. But you don't know it because you're not working on yourself. And as a result, you're not recognizing what you're seeing in Donald Trump. In the same way, the world didn't recognize what they saw in Christ. He was right with them. He was walking amongst them in the same way Donald Trump is walking amongst you, and you don't see it. What a sad way to live. And if you notice, everything Donald Trump say or does, the devil and his demons have a fit. They overreact. Because they can't handle the light. They cannot handle the light. And the world will not be able to handle the light in you because it's in you. But you don't want it. You won't return to the light. You love the darkness. You love your thoughts. You love your emotions. And you love your ego. You love pain. You're thrill. You love the thrill. And for those who don't, they're overcoming the world. They are going through the valley of the shadow of death, and they're becoming ill men and women. Those who are doing it, a handful, one handful. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I remember Donald Trump mentioned that he going to open up, what's that prison?
Alcatraz.
Alcatraz. He going to open it, and the demons had a fit. Donald Trump is sending illegal aliens back to their country, and the demons are having a fit because the light is shining, and the demon doesn't want you to see the light. That's why if you're a man or a woman who are working on yourself and your husband and you happen to be married and your husband or your wife are not working on, you're dealing with demons, and the demons are not going to like it. They're not going to like it inside of you, and they're not going to like it inside of the person you're married with or dating. And they will try to destroy the light. I just want to show you one quick thing. I get to your calls. 888-77-JESSE. Fox News is reporting President Trump called for Alcatraz prison to be reopened in a Truth Social post on Sunday evening. The prison located on a small island in San Francisco Bay, the San Francisco Bay, was home to many notorious criminals before closing in 1963. Watch this from ABC News.
This morning, President Trump is directing the federal government to reopen Alcatraz, the notorious former prison on the San Francisco Bay known as The Rock, considered escape-proof and the subject of multiple Hollywood films.
No one has ever escaped from Alcatraz.
I'm in.
Me too. And no one ever will.
Trump says he wants to reopen and expand the prison to house America's most ruthless and violent offenders.
Just an idea I've had, and I guess because the judges, so many of these radicalized judges, they want to have trials for every single, think of it, every single person that's in our country illegally, that came in illegally, that would mean millions of trials.
It comes after a new interview, which the president said he does not know whether every person in the U.S. is entitled to due process, as his administration pushes to deport immigrants in the country illegally.
What manner of man is this? I want you to know, but you got to return to the light. You got to overcome anger. You have great power. Each individual, but you don't know it. You don't have power in fear. You don't have power in anger. You don't have power in emotions. Emotions are evil. Anger is evil. Fear is evil. Depression is evil. Worry is evil. But you won't die from it because you think it's you. And if you pay attention to Donald Trump, does he look depressed? Does he look like he has anxiety? Does he look like he's worried? You do. He's not. Because he has the power given to him by his father. And you don't. What a sad way to live. Why don't you start living? Don't you like want to live? You could have paradise right here on earth. Or you could stay in your hell right here on earth. It's up to you. You and you alone, men and women. You, excuse me, and you alone are responsible for your own life. Nobody else can help you overcome your hell. You can't even make yourself overcome your hell. You just have to see that you are in hell. Anyone that has anger, fear, jealousy, strife, anxiety, worry, suicidal thoughts, depression, whatever you want to call it, that's hell. You are in hell. You don't need to die and go to hell. You are already in hell. One last thing before I go to your calls. Is this hell? Would you call this animal abuse, would you call it hell or heaven? Watch this from X.
Scoot up, son.
Oh!
Oh! About to break the horse back.
No, no, wait, wait. You
sit up.
No, not you.
Sit up on the horse.
Sit up. And put your feet in the front.
You can't lean on him.
Black.
You gotta lean in the middle. You gotta get in the middle.
Oh!
Keep breaking the horse. Yo, Black. Black. Yo, Black.
Is that animal? Is that animal abuse? They put this, for those who didn't see it, they put this fat black guy on a little horse, and he broke the horse down. I've never seen a horse break down like that, and I was, we all horses at one time. What the? Derek, my producer's telling me that's a perfect illustration of what living in hell is like. When those guys was there, oh, that's all that Derek. What the? 888-775-3773. Let me get to the busy phones. Let me go to Austin, a first-time caller out of Columbus, Ohio. Austin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Mr. Peterson. I'm thankful for all you do.
Thank you. Great. Amazing.
I'm just calling in. I hear you talk a lot about divorce and custody and men just letting go because they're just fighting in an evil system.
Yeah.
And that's protecting the woman. I've been going through that for the past 2 months. My wife got a protection order on me, got me kicked out of the home, got my kid taken away from me. Used my military service against me, said I was violent, the whole deal, right? None of it's true. But the courts will just listen to it and grant it, right?
Yeah.
And it's game over.
Yeah.
So at first, I didn't know what to do. You know, I was going to my family, you know, my friends, and they're saying, you have to fight it. You have to fight it. So I did, you know, like the majority of people do. And then I started really listening to you every Sunday on the radio, and I was just like, you know, my emotions are getting worse. My anger is getting worse. Nothing's getting better. $7,000 later, I'm getting nothing out of it. And then I listened to the other day, say it again, just let go. So yesterday I called my lawyer and I was just like, hey man, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. She can have everything. it's done with. And then once I did that, I've never felt so free in my life.
Absolutely, man.
Just, overnight, it was like done with. Done with.
Right on, man. So, amazing.
I just want to call and thank you. You know, I have a 3-year-old son. I was fighting for him, but I realized it was due to my own selfishness.
Yes.
It was all about I wanted him. I want to protect him, you know? And I was like, what's true love? It isn't this. It's not this at all. You know, I'm watching how he reacts through this whole thing. His mom already turned him against me. It took 2 weeks, game over.
Yep.
Already creating him and her own image. He's angry all the time, acts like her, acts out. And there's nothing I can do about it. So I just decided to let go. So I just wanted to call and, you know, say thank you for that advice. It's helped so much.
You know, you're welcome. And it's interesting that we have been taught wrongly how to live. We have been taught all these morals and values and how to live and be aggressive and be all this mess in life. And you've never been able to live up to that, and it's only brought misery in your life. Now you're ready to live. When you let go of everything you've been taught and just simply live your life, you're going to have an amazing life, man. So you've done the right thing. Now, don't hold on to the anger. Just go and live your life, and you'll be fine.
I totally agree.
You will be fine.
I do a silent prayer every morning, every night. It helps me. I notice that if I don't do that, the demons and temptations start creeping back to my mind with those thoughts.
Yes.
So, you know, everything you're saying is true, and I just hope people, especially men in my position, listen to you and take your advice.
Well, right on to you. And let me ask, when you first saw the glimpse of hell in your wife, why did you stay with her?
For my son. I told myself I'm going to be there to protect him. That's what I went off of.
Oh, I see.
It was all about him. But then I realized it wasn't about him. It was all about me and my ego. Because, like I said, it was just I want to do this. I want to protect him.
You're absolutely right. Everyone that says they're doing it for their children, they're lying. They're doing it for their own ego.
Mm-hmm.
And it has nothing to do with the children at all. And the unfortunate thing is, because they're blind and they pretend they're doing it for one reason when they're really not, the lawyers are waiting to take all your money. They already know you're not going to win. I don't care what they know you're not going to win. They take all your money. The court takes your money, and the court makes you pay for the woman court. And then they take all your child. They tell you, you got to pay money for the child. And then they tell you, you got to pay money to the woman. And it's all ripoff. But if you let go, you wouldn't lose so much like that.
No, absolutely. I totally agree. And it compounds.
Yes.
So, they just say, play the game. Well, playing the game is evil. They just want your money. They're just feeding off your misery.
Yes.
And then what they go do, oh, you need a guardian or you need a mediator. And then they have one of their friends that they call. And then you're giving them money, which just compounds. It just gets worse and
100%, man. Well, right on. Stay away from anger. Stay present and move on with your life.
Absolutely. I thank you for what you do, Mr. Peterson.
You're welcome. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it, man.
All right. I will. Every day. Every day is the battle.
That's right. Absolutely. But stay with it and the battle will be over. God said that lay down your weapon. God said, don't fight. Let me fight for you. And the world tell you to fight. And the people listen to the world.
One more comment. What's funny is when I called and said, hey, I'm done with this. They said, you know, don't make a decision out of your emotions. And I'm like, I've never been more clear in my life.
Right on.
So it's so backwards. It's so backwards in how they think.
You're right. Because all those other decisions were made out of emotions.
Exactly.
And that's why you went the wrong way. You listened to emotions.
Exactly.
Right on, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All right, Austin. I wish you well.
Yep. You too. God bless.
Thank you, buddy. 888-7753-773. You've been taught wrong, folks. That's why you're still miserable. Even the church teaches you wrong. If you know you have not been helped by your church, you're still angry, you're still lonely, you're still miserable. Have you noticed that? And you read the Bible, and you lift up holy hand, and you go down to the front of the church, and it's up Jesus, and you cry, and you get baptized, and then you cry. You're still miserable. Why don't you wonder or question why? Why? If you question why, you will find out why. 888-7753-733. Let me go to Steele, a first-time caller out of Delaware. Steele, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Steele.
How are you?
All is well.
Well, I just wanted to say I enjoy your show. You are doing God's work, and I love you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's amazing.
You have a very good day and a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to live in misery. You don't have to go and get antidepressant pills are not going to solve loneliness, anxiety, anger, fear, worry, shyness, whatever the emotions you may have. A pill is not going to solve it. Only thing the pill is going to do is dumb you down. The pain is still there. The pain is still there. You just high off the pill. And your emotions feel good. What you think is good. And then you think you're free. And soon you get off that pill, reality sets in again. But you can be free. Drop the anger. Drop the emotion. When you're protecting emotions, you're protecting evil. And you call it good. You call it you, and you call it good. God is a dispassionate God. He's not an emotional God. Satan is a passionate God. And Satan wants you to protect the emotion because he wants you to think emotions are you. That you're being hurt. You're being hurt. They're hurting your feelings. They're making you angry. They're making you feel bad. And you're like, yes, yes, Satan, you're right. Don't hurt my feelings. Don't hurt me. Baby, don't hurt. Don't hurt. Hurt me no more. No more. It's just not true. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP. Cash App. Are we monetizing victims and perpetrators with GoFundMe? He asks.
What does that mean?
You know how on...
Oh, yeah, that guy. Black guy in Texas. He made money after he allegedly killed the white guy.
Right.
He making money, huh?
Uh-huh.
What is this old world coming to?
Things just ain't the same.
Anytime the hunter get captured by the gang.
Will people hurt their own for good fund me? Dollar signs.
Thank you. That's the world, and the world is evil. Amazing.
We have new members on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel, Crowbar the Skull, which I disavow, Aries 1, X, and April, and perhaps others. Thank you, newcomers.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We just started memberships.
Right on.
The Warriors asks, how can we allow things not to upset us?
Amazing question. Drop the evil. Drop the anger. Anger is evil. Anger is hatred. Hatred makes you emotional because it's of your father, the devil. Drop the anger. No one can touch you. They'll try, but they won't get through. There is an invisible bubble put around you to protect you from the world. Amazing. Drop the anger. Thank you.
Is there any good reason to be upset? Asks 555-555-565.
They responded to the biblical question, and they say?
No. That's what they asked.
Why should anything upset you at all?
There is no answer. He's asking.
but I can't respond until Sunday.
All right, well, we'll read the rest later, guys.
I'll respond on Sunday.
The treasure chest is opening
right now
on D-Live.
Back in a quick moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, quick announcement. The Hake Report is coming up right at the top of this hour. You have not heard Hake Show, you're missing it. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And you think that is amazing. And it is Joy of Friday TV right after the Hake Report. You black. Amazing at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. He is not just dancing on the ceiling. He's on fire. And then, Nick, the American Anchor Baby, at 12 noon. Amazing. Nick, that was an amazing opening for Manhood Hour. Oh, deep. Nice. The Anchor Baby put that piece together there with that open for Manhood Hour. What? Nah. At 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. And then Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Very interesting discussion with David Silverman. And David is an atheist activist. And at one time, formerly the president of a nonprofit organization, American Atheist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I'm an atheist, okay? I live inside reality.
Why are you jealous of religion?
Believers have this peace of mind that I wish I had, man. And you're speaking from a level of supreme ignorance, Jesse.
I'm black and slow.
I'm not answering any more questions until you answer me. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
You're lying. Are you in control of your own life? And the devil laughs. Oh, the devil laughs. It was amazing. You're going to love this conversation. Amazing. Friday at 11 a.m., thefallenstate.tv, and you can be a member of The Fallen State by right there on YouTube and support it as well. And you can also support us by going to locals.com. And check out our merch, our coffee, Punchy's Coffee, all kinds of ways you can be helping us to help others, all right? Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, all right? I want to catch up on your super chat, and I'm going to get back to your calls, 888-777-7377, 888-77-Jesse. There's this quote that I want to give you, and I want for you to smoke on it. What's your thoughts on these quotes? A patriot, the first one, a patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. That was from Edward Abbott. Edward Abbott. And then another one, every country has the government it deserves. Every country has the government it deserves. That was from Joseph Demestris. Demestra. What you all think about that? Amazing, huh? And what do you think about Big Mama Michelle saying that she is transitioning. I wouldn't be using that word if I were her. But what do you think? Here's Michelle. I guess he's on X. Is this X? On X, saying that she is transitioning. Watch this.
And at this phase of my life, I'm in therapy right now because I'm transitioning. You know, I'm 60 years old. I finished a really hard thing in my life with my family intact. I'm an empty nester. My girls are in, you know, they've been launched. And now for the first time, as I've said before, every choice that I'm making is completely mine. I now don't have the excuse of, well, my kids need this or my husband needs that or the country needs that. So how do I think about this next phase? And let me get some help. Let me unwind some old habits. Let me sort through some old guilt that I've been carrying around. Let me talk about how my relationship with my mother has affected how I think about things.
So I know Satan told you to transitioning in another way. But she meant from, I believe, it appears that she meant like from being the first lady, I guess married, having children. She like going through a different phase in her life. y'all, calm down. I know she big mama, but she's not what all y'all thinking. All right, transitioning can be more than one word or one thing. Let me do some super chats, and then I get back to the phone. I got some amazing sound bites I want to get to, too. Hopefully I will. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Commander Kim says, big
mama.
I'll just say mama.
Big Mama Michelle
says something else, but was the first lady who had her mama and entire entourage living in the White House full time, says Commander Kim.
Yeah. What the? Thank you. Oh. A lot of people believe that Michelle was trying to say she was doing something. No, people, calm down. She was talking about going from one style of living, being a wife, being a mother, being in the White House, being her mama, and everything else. All right. Calm down.
Commander Kim with another rumble rant. Anniversary of the USS Liberty attack is coming up. Where can I send Barstool Lad to be re-edumacated?
I don't know. I don't know. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
I disavow all education.
James, that horse, that fat black guy getting on that horse.
That was traumatizing.
That was a horse abuse?
I think it was.
What do you mean it was traumatizing?
Because I don't like seeing a horse's knees buckle under the weight of something so heavy.
That's too bad that they would do that to their horse, put that fat guy up there on their horse like that.
I know,
that,
I wanted them to pull him
knowing
off.
Knowing that it wasn't going to work.
But I didn't want the people to get crushed under him either. I didn't want him to get hurt either.
The horse was young, though. It wasn't even like, it didn't appear to be like an adult horse.
Oh, okay.
It looked like a baby horse growing into adulthood.
I hadn't noticed or considered that.
And that's why the horse couldn't handle that fat guy.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, because he was fat, but he wasn't like, anyway. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, do you think when you say that my country is gone is because men are weak?
No, it's because Satan ruled the world. For those who are children of the devil, and they are carrying out his orders. They hate one another. They hate life. They fight. They try to destroy each other and blah, blah, blah. Absolutely. Amazing. But men all week, if men were stronger, it wouldn't be as bad as it is. Have you noticed that everything is getting really, really bad? Fights all the time. Black people attacking white people. All kinds of stuff is happening. Government stealing your money. And you know why? Men are weak, but they're putting women in leadership positions, and they don't have it. They were not created to lead. And as a result, all hell breaks loose. Nothing is getting better. It's only getting worse. And if you doubt me, the exact same thing happens in the home when the father is not leading the mother and she's trying to raise the children. She cannot do it. She needs the light of the father. And so the kids go out of control when they are not protected by the fathers. Same thing happened in the world. They're putting the woman in leadership role. It's not in her nature. And everything is getting bad. Schools, businesses, walking the streets, government, everything going out of control because they're putting the spirit of evil in control of the world. That's why I get it back. You haven't never seen these many people fighting each other, going into McDonald's and destroying somebody else's business, going on a cruise and fighting. The judges are trying to tell the criminal, you can leave through the back door. Donald Trump is coming. Put the women in charge. This is all you ever going to get. It cannot, will not, ain't not going to get better. Bank on that one. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Young. Madeline, Five Coffees. Hi, Jesse and team. No, I and Jesse. Just wanted to thank you for teaching me about the silent prayer and all thoughts are lies. You motivated me to stop depending on my anxiety medication. First, I cut the dose in half for a month. Then I cut it in half again. Now I am medication free. I feel God's peace stronger than ever. Love y'all.
Right on. I want to thank you for helping me to be myself again. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. You stay with it. Stay with the silent prayer. Never forget to be present. You, Madeline, have not seen anything yet. Right on, right on, right on. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. Amazing. Stay with it. Nice.
Ryan bought a coffee. Oh, Lord. Big Mama Michelle's ticked because she had to buy her ribs, pickled pig snoots, chitlins, fried chicken, and watermelon.
I guess they didn't provide enough in the White House for her. She had to buy some. So Obama said Michelle loved her tamales. He said it. I didn't. Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, to us is Kyle with a couple of old black lady emojis and pregnant short-haired person emoji. Terrible. I disavow.
Amazing.
Indo Wars says not all, but most. Disappearing emoji.
Nice.
Thank you, Indo Wars.
Thank you.
And Kyle. Black Bailey, love lady, what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks?
And many exclamation marks. Eric, three coffees. The blacks and the Jews are so sensitive, always a victim. What the? No one breaks a sweat when the whites are attacked, says Eric.
I have never seen so many human beings become victims in my whole life. It's crazy to see it. Everybody's a victim. Except baby Jessica's daddy. I am going to get to your calls, folks. Don't worry. All right. 888-77-JESSE. Everybody, even Big Mama Michelle, is a victim. And she was the first lady in the White House, and the liberals treated her like she was a real queen. Now they found out they had a demon. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Blunt wit with musical notes. Who are you? Singing like you got some soul. Thanks, Blunt Wit.
What song is that?
It's that same song that we sing.
Oh, that y'all trying to, you and Nick were singing?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Trying.
Amazing.
Thank you, Blunt Wit.
Thank you.
Tyrannosaurus racked. Good morning, Jesse, Haken, Joel, and Anchor Baby, Jesse Lee Peterson. On pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Right on. Pilled. Good morning, y'all. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, who is subscribed, subbed on pilled.net.
Thank you, sir.
He gifted the cookie. Uncle Jesse, Elsa need to be amazing in the kitchen. What the? Drop the anger, Elsa. Let it go.
Elsa's not ready. Elsa is not. Elsa thinks she's, what she thinks she is?
Amazing or something.
Yeah, amazing.
Marvelous. Something.
Elsa doesn't even know she has problems. She's so drunk. But amazing. Thank you.
Another from Blunt Wit. If I can't dance, I don't want a revolution. I don't know who said it.
Right on.
Chow Yun Kat.
Thank you.
Chow Yun Kat. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Red Heart.
Right on. Baba Thumpa Thurston. Thank you.
Greg.
Elsa thinks she's divine.
Yeah, and Gregatron says, Steven stays with Elsa because something is too good.
The divine woman.
Oh, Lord. Thank Elsa, you, Gregatron.
Elsa, you're not divine, you're drunk.
Indeed.
Divine people don't get drunk, Elsa.
Fast.
Especially at 10 a.m. in the morning. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Three coffees from Eric. The devil uses the word racism to divide the people because people at odds with each other are easier to control. You can't control a person who can think for himself.
Absolutely. And this is why I tell you, drop the anger and emotions. You cannot be controlled. You won't be afraid of words. It is abnormal to be afraid of words. A word is just a word. It has no meaning unless you make it so. And white people, you've been like 70 years and 5 months late on finally standing up. Right on to the lady who stood up. Amazing. Thank you.
Charlotte bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, can you imagine Ardeen's children going to her to try to forgive her? Oh, hell would break loose. Not surprised her evil A hung up on you yesterday. Says Charles.
Amazing. Ardeen called back this morning, but her phone, she must have an Obama phone.
Yeah, boomer tech.
Yeah, because it was all staticky and everything. And Derek tried to help her, but I guess she couldn't get it running right. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Another time, hopefully.
Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus racked by Jesse a Punchy's Coffee. Nice.
Check out Punchy's Coffee, JesseLeePeterson.com/.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Oh, yeah. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And you can get the Punchy Coffee there. All right? You can also become a member of the Jesse Lee Peterson now, right?
Sure. That's right, on Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
Right on.
That's
right. Nice. Thank you.
Tarantula, Jesse, this is one of your best shows. This is on Rumble, a Rumble rant. Thank you for all you do and say, and hey to the snake pit.
Thank you, and thanks for your support. Lay your weapon down, folks. Don't fight with the devil in your mind, because that's what you're doing, and in somebody, in other people. Whether you're married or not, stop fighting. Lay your weapon down. You'll be fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Thank you, Tarantula. Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Uncle Jesse and Brotherly Bond crew. I wanted to set up a monthly tithe donation to Bond. But because I'm from Northern Ireland, the options to the on the Bond site to set it up aren't there. How can I do this? Also, what are we using instead of Skype to call? Keep doing what you're doing, brothers in Christ. Amazing community to be a part of. Uncle Jesse, can you stay in your body till you're at least 110? Cheers.
I'm going to stay there forever, as long as I can. Also, go to rebuildingtheman.com and make a request that, and me will get to you.
Yeah, if you can't figure it out through the donation page, if it's not available for that for you, there is a contact email or form by which you can communicate with the front desk. Thank you, someone.
Rebuildingtheman.com. Thank you for your support. And as far as how you're going to call into the show, I don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Right.
I'm asking for any input, advice.
Because Skype is going away or something.
Skype is gone.
It's gone already?
Dead. Yep.
I don't know, but we're working on our end to find out what you guys can do over to you about calling in to the show and see what you can find out.
Yeah, and let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Thank you, though. Appreciate
Three coffees it. From Eric. In response to the biblical question, why should anything upset you at all?
Yes.
It shouldn't. Impossible for me to be upset. All anger, my ego experiences, not me. It's caused by identifying with the mind, from my ego believing a subjective thought that threatens its image.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to do this. I want to get you some calls really fast. Thank you all.
Thank you, guys. We'll get to the rest later.
Yeah, thank you. We'll come back to that. But I want you to let me know, Hank, before you run here. Is this traumatizing a child? Here's a video of a black woman vandalizing a Wendy after getting into a verbal altercation with an employee. Tell me, is this child being traumatized? Why is this from our ex?
Hey, I can't. You didn't even tell me.
All I wanted to do was just order some food. Look what I got to go through. This is crazy. This is totally crazy.
Was that child being traumatized?
I know. I feel like I might would have been if I were that kid.
That child already traumatized before he made it to Wendy's.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nick? With that child being traumatized?
Yeah, I'm traumatized right now.
He may be used to that, and he's even on her side now. Who knows? He didn't seem like he was taking any side, though.
He built like mama, too.
That's what happens as a boy, though.
He's fat like mama.
Yeah.
Joel said Ted Bundy in the making. That's for sure.
Indeed.
Can you imagine having a mother like that? All you want to do is go to Wendy and get a burger, and mama carrying on like that.
Immature.
Think about that. Doing that in front of the child, in front of the world. Y'all still think anger is good? Y'all still think that, huh? Amazing.
That's what Jesus did in the temple, right? Isn't that just like he was?
No. That is nothing like that. That's all like Satan. Poor child has to be all hugged up around his mama, and she carried on like that.
Yeah, that boy is too old to be, I mean, he's not that old, but he's too old to be with her like that.
Right.
It's not right.
And just imagine, like on her hip?
Like on her hip like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, baby.
And just imagine what he must be going through in that house.
No wonder blacks are like that. Shout out to the blacks.
I tried to tell you, it's nothing to do with racism.
Yeah, that's why I liked your book, The Antidote.
Check out The Antidote. Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND. It lays it out. It's a spiritual battle, folks, and it's happening in the home. You are first traumatized in your home by your own mama and your own weak daddy for not protecting you from mama. It's happening there.
Made you understand them, you know.
You know, because of time, I can't get back to the callers. I'm running out of time. Can we do a few more?
Sure.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, James Hake, now that you know who this one guy is, will you now have him on Punchy TV? And by the way, he was on another show with another guy yesterday. And JLP saw part of that, I remember, overhearing.
Nice.
Nice. Thank you, Mike Young. Appreciate the guest tip.
Thank you, Mike.
That's cool. Shout out to Buddy 1205, Age of Inversion, Quartus 41, Pastor Chatelet, DJT 2020, Age of Inversion, and the rest of the supporters. I already said Age of Inversion. On the D Live crew, and shout out to Games for Rec 555555565 and Wolf 336 and the rest of the supporters on the Rumble crew. Shout out to the Pilled supporters. Thank you, guys. And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing.
Any that I miss, we'll read them tomorrow.
Thank you all so much. And call us. Tomorrow is Bible Thump of Thursday. We're going to move more calls. I try to get to as many as possible. But we'll move more calls. Drop your anger, folks, and be free. Speak up, but don't be angry. Really. Being free of anger doesn't mean you're not going to speak up for yourself. Just don't be angry, and you'll be fine. Drop the anger, forgive your mothers and your fathers, but you got to forgive mama, otherwise you're not overcoming the spirit of the mother. It's not her spirit, but the evil that made her home in the woman. And then forgive your father. He got mama's spirit. He can protect you. And God will forgive you, and you'll be free. You will be free, men and women. And be an if person, not a beta, but an if person. All right? RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Do that. Stay present, and life will happen naturally. Call us. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for your super chat, your support, and everything. Bye, y'all. Hate is coming up now. TheHateReport.com. And then Joel Friday TV Alpha Hate at 11. And then The American Anchor Baby at 12. Have a good one. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. Take care.
But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never want to stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bob, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.